Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. A key Food and Drug Administration Advisory Committee has voted to recommend that a booster shot be authorized for the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine. NPR's Rob Stein has more.
The FDA advisors voted unanimously to recommend the agency authorize a booster for the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The second shot would be for anyone ages 18 and older who got their first shot at least 2 months ago. The FDA has to accept the committee's recommendation, but the agency usually does. The recommendation came a day after the same committee endorsed boosters for the Moderna vaccine. A Pfizer booster has already been authorized. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will consider the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters next week. Rob Stein, NPR News.
A former Taliban commander has pleaded not guilty to killing U.S. troops. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports Haji Najibullah was arraigned today in the Southern District Court of New York.
Najibullah was arrested and extradited from Ukraine last year. He's alleged to have commanded Taliban troops in Afghanistan that attacked a U.S. convoy in 2008, killing three American soldiers and their Afghan linguist. Najibullah previously pleaded not guilty on federal charges of kidnapping and holding for ransom an American journalist and his two Afghan colleagues. In all, he faces more than a dozen charges, including acts of terrorism and hostage-taking, which could carry multiple life sentences. After nearly 20 years at war in Afghanistan, the U.S. surrendered the Afghan capital to the Taliban in August, and Haji Najibullah's alleged comrades-in-arms are now governing the country. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, New York.
Texas lawmakers have passed a measure that would require transgender public school students to play on sports teams that align with their sex at birth. The Texas Standard's Jill Ament reports it's expected to make it to the desk of Governor Greg Abbott, who has made the bill a priority.
After more than 10 hours of emotional floor debate, the Texas House passed House Bill 25 late Thursday night. Republican authors of the bill say it's about ensuring fairness in women's sports. But Democratic state representatives accuse Governor Abbott of playing politics with the lives of trans children. State Democratic House lawmaker Celia Israel.
You're causing more pain tonight. We hope the courts will protect us, but damage has been done.
The LGBTQ Youth Suicide and Crisis Intervention Organization, the Trevor Project, reports their crisis contacts in Texas have increased by 150% compared to this same time last year. I'm Jill Ament in Austin.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 382 points. It's up 1% at 35,294. The Nasdaq gained 73 points to close at 14,897. That's up 0.5%. And the S&P 500 up 0.75%, gaining 33 points. This is NPR. A U.S. Capitol Police officer has been indicted on obstruction of justice charges in connection with the deadly January 6th insurrection on the U.S. Capitol. Prosecutors say Michael Riley told a contact online to take down posts showing that he was in the building that day. Riley is the first police officer on duty that day to be charged. He will not be detained, though, pending trial. Russia's defense ministry says one of its warships chased away an American naval destroyer that breached Russia's waters just as Russia and China were conducting naval drills in the Sea of Japan. From Moscow, NPR's Charles Maines has more.
Russia's defense ministry says one of its warships spotted the USS Chafee, a naval-class destroyer heading into Russian waters in the Far East late Friday afternoon. According to the ministry, the Russian crew radioed repeated warnings the Americans had violated territorial waters, including an area closed to navigation due to Russian military exercises. The two opposing vessels were within 200 feet of one another before the Chafee finally changed course, say Russian officials. While there was no comment from the U.S. side, the incident would have come as Russia and China began joint naval drills in the Sea of Japan, including a live-fire exercise against targets imitating enemy surface ships. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil prices ended the day higher on the New York Mercantile Exchange, gaining 97 cents to end at $82.28 a barrel. And Wall Street again higher by the close, the Dow up 382. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.